get you to introduce yourself, please.
Yes, I'm Joanna Blythman. I'm a food writer, journalist and author.
Okay, perfect, Joanna. So with regard to the latest in this, I suppose you could call it a saga, but I suppose the cheesemaker doesn't see it that way. They've dropped the legal challenge with the Food Standards Scotland. What is your reaction to that, first of all?
Well, what's happened is that the Errington's family had to start the proceedings for a judicial review, which was their only legal address against the actions of Food Standards Scotland. What has happened now is that Food Standards Scotland has agreed that it will pay the Errington's legal costs for that judicial review, providing it drops that legal action. So what we have now is a situation where there will be a meeting with Food Standards Scotland, with Errington cheesemaker family, and their and independent microbiologist experts. And hopefully from that, we'll see the cheese go back on the market. But at the moment, there's still a very big legal battle to be fought, because although the Erringtons have at least been told that they will not have to pay the legal action for the particular part of the legal proceedings, the judicial review, they will not be compensated for all the other legal business that's had to be done around this allegation. So that has run to thousands and thousands of pounds. So we will be continuing fundraising.
So what is the actual nature at this moment of the legal battle? Are they battling to get it back on sale? Is that the main crux of it, and maybe compensation too?
Yes. Well, obviously, Errington Cheese family and really, I would say, the food movement throughout Scotland and Great Britain, Ireland, this has become much bigger than simply about one family's cheese, wants to see that their cheese is back on the market, to see that family compensated for the lost sales and also for the harm done to their reputation because of the allegations of Food Standards Scotland. Food Standards Scotland has not been able to prove any of the allegations that it's made against this cheesemaker. The top lab in Europe, the lab which sets all the microbiological testing standards for all dairy products in the whole of Europe, has said clearly that they think that Food Standards Scotland has made a mistake and there are no pathogens, i.e. food poisoning bacteria, in the Errington cheeses that they've tested. So this is very serious for Food Standards Scotland, because they've been very, very heavy-handed. They've driven a small business to the brink of bankruptcy on the basis of spurious epidemiological evidence, which is the weakest type of evidence, in inverted commas, you can ever offer for any action.
Of course, it must be remembered, Food Standards Scotland is a government quango at the bottom. At the end of the day, should the government not step in and have a word on this?
This is a very good question. The Scottish government has to really realise that this is making a mockery of Scottish science and our public sector science, because what's become clear is that Food Standards scientists have actually made a mistake here, and it's resulted in a very, very serious charge against a very small company. And it's just fortunate that that company has the spirit and the resilience to fight back. Many other companies would have just given up the ghost. And this really does mean that we can't, as consumers, have trust in the actions of the Food Standards Scotland. And it's very, very serious situation for Scotland's growing small food culture, because Food Standards Scotland is creating a culture which is effectively inimical to the small producer. They really have the feeling that Food Standards of Scotland is out to get the artisan. And what is really also extremely serious for the Scottish government, and someone really needs to get a grip of this sooner or later, is that the Food Standards Agency keeps on repeating lies. And their lie is that that raw milk cheese, i.e. cheese made from unpasteurised milk, is more dangerous than any other kind of cheese. Now, the Food and Drug Administration in the US earlier this year tested over 1,000 raw milk cheeses. They just picked them off the shelves. They weren't particularly high quality ones, but they were raw milk cheeses. And they concluded that the risk of, they didn't find any E. coli pathogens in any of them, not one. And they concluded that the risk from raw milk cheese was similar to other categories of food. In fact, it's very much lower than many categories of food that are on our shelves every day.
Of course, they're quite reticent to give forward the evidence of this, aren't they? And this is something that Errington Cheese has been fighting to get. Are they a step closer to getting to look at that paperwork now then?
I'm not privy to the ins and outs of the day-to-day dealings of the between Errington family lawyers and the Food Standards Scotland. But all I would say that to any average person, it seems obvious that if you have got good, strong evidence, you'll put that in the public domain. And really what the Food Standards Agency has done has leapt to a conclusion on the basis of an old bias that it has, which is not science-based or evidence-based, and then it's tried to bluster its way out of it with a snow of bureaucratic language and general harassment of that company. And this is just, we have to ask very serious questions that a public body that we all pay for in our taxes is actually behaving in this despotic and unaccountable way. And for anyone in Scotland or anywhere who actually cares about good quality real food, this is a real cause célèbre, one which I feel that we have not just the Errington family fighting now, but a whole food movement.
What do you think should happen to the bosses at Food Standards Scotland then?
I think the Scottish Government has to ask very serious questions about the conduct of officials at Food Standards Scotland. Personally, I feel that heads should roll there because I think it's absolutely, I'd say criminal. It's certainly totally immoral to, on the basis of lazy science, to drive one of Scotland's food heroes effectively out of business, and that is what that agency has done, and that is not what that agency was set up to do.
And of course you're so passionate about this that you've got this crowdfunding page, and £16,000 has been raised already, which goes to show the depth of feeling across Scotland and further afield from the people who have the cheese on their cheese boards in their hotels and in their businesses.
Absolutely. I must say, when I've never done crowdfunding in my life before, and when I pressed that launch button, I did think, oh my goodness, I hope this isn't going to be an unprecedented disaster. And all I can say is that I have been so encouraged by the wonderful warmth of support that we've had, the Errington family have had, from not just Scotland. I mean, it's been from England, all parts of England, Ireland, Wales, and we've had support from Michelin chefs, from sandwich bars, from little Highland hotels, to other cheese makers, to charcuterie makers, to bakers, to people who just like the cheese and believe and know that raw milk cheese is excellent, high quality, and is some of the best cheese you can buy in these aisles. So it's been really wonderful. The Errington family have been put through a nightmare by Food Standards Scotland. But I think that the only good thing to come out of this is that they have felt the warm, supportive embrace of a wider food movement that values their particular products highly, but also those of all raw milk cheesemakers in these islands.
It might not be a question for you to answer, but the 20 people that fell ill and the 3-year-old girl that sadly died, the Food Standards thought it was to do with this E. coli found in the cheese. If it wasn't the cheese, what was it then?
Well, this is a good question. And the other dreadful and really, really tragic thing about this whole business is that Food Standards Scotland have still not pinned down the real culprit. What we do know is that the evidence that they have is collected on the basis of food diaries. People often don't remember what they've eaten. And often when you eat one food, you eat it along with another food. So a classic case would be if you had a blue cheese salad, the cheese could be fine, the salad leaves could be contaminated. And interestingly, in July in England, at exactly the same time as this outbreak in Scotland, there was a massive outbreak of E. coli in England. 200 people were affected. And the Food Standards Agency in England attributed that to salad leaves. but the Food Standards Agency in Scotland is so blinkered in its vendetta against raw milk cheese that it didn't even look at that. It didn't examine whether, for example, people maybe ate a celery stick at the same time as a cheese. Celery sticks are another very common cause of E. coli. You might have a blue cheese on your burger, and obviously a burger is the classic textbook cause of E. coli food poisoning. And I have to say, the evidence is full of holes. There are some of these people who have not eaten cheese at all, others who think they might have, some may have eaten a blue cheese, but they don't remember the name of it, and they bought it in a supermarket which doesn't stock Errington cheese anyway. So the whole thing's a very, very shoddy investigation, and it's a classic case of let's pin it on our favourite subject, the person we don't like or the company we don't like, and let's not do any more work. And that's just not acceptable when you're dealing with food poisoning.
Okay, well, thanks, Joanna, for sharing your views just now.